Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Don Lambro is here. He's our guest and our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, syndicated columnist and chief political reporter for the Washington Times. He's our good friend, Don. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Also, Don is the author of a book that I'd like to encourage you to go to find. It's out of print now. It's been out for a while, but you can find it on Amazon. And his name is Lambro, if you want to look for that. Or look up Fat City. Don, you can still find your book used on Amazon.
That's what people tell me. I'm amazed that there are a few.
I heard they're going for like $400 or $500. Well, there's such demand, they're going for like $400 or $500 a pop.
Really? All right.
Don, thank you for joining us. And first, I'd like to get your thoughts on the events following the Hurricane Katrina and the mayhem, the sadness, the tragedy that's happening there now in the New Orleans area, in southern Louisiana, southern Mississippi, and also over into southern Alabama was severely affected.
Well, it's hard to come up with the words to describe this immense tragedy down there along the coast and the lives that is taken and disrupted and destroyed. I'm one who believes that Americans are the kind of people that roll up their sleeves and they're going to do whatever needs to be done to get things back in order. But there's no doubt there's a lot of chaos and mixed signals and a region of the country where the infrastructure, as government infrastructure, has not been perhaps as strong as it is in other states. A lot of poverty, of course, in New Orleans, one of the great cities in America.
Right.
So you have a lot of infrastructure problems. And, of course, the biggest one being that New Orleans, as House Speaker Hastert mentioned yesterday and got a little flack from, 6 feet below sea level.
Right.
So it's an unusual situation that the head of the Homeland Security department here in Washington, Michael Chertoff, was saying we're facing something we haven't faced in similar storms like this before, where it's hard to get into the areas. They're completely flooded. You can't drive a truck in. Bridges are out. So getting supplies, getting needed help has been particularly problematic, and that's made this whole situation even more difficult, as we've seen on television over the last several days.
Well, Speaker of the House Hastert, offended a lot of folks when he posed the question: should New Orleans even be rebuilt? Should it even be re-inhabited from the stint because of what you, as you said, it is actually below sea level? And of course,
he did say that. His press secretary tried to smooth that over in follow-up remarks by saying that what he really meant was how should we go about rebuilding the infrastructure and asking how that should be done and how it could be made better. But the way it came out is, I believe he said we should maybe bulldoze certain areas and not rebuild them.
Right.
I certainly think, so there may be a little bit of insensitivity there that he may have changed the wording. Certainly along the coastline, we saw all those homes, huge homes, the casinos built along the coastline. That is a disaster waiting to happen. And, of course, the storm hit that smack dab right in the kisser and destroyed all those. And when we do the rebuilding, I'm not sure there should be rebuilding along that coastline.
Well, in addition to the infrastructure issues, I mean, what do you do? I mean, where's the intelligence of putting hundreds of thousands of people in abject poverty in a bowl that a hurricane could roll over? I mean, this I was about to say, it wouldn't take much to predict something like this. People have actually predicted that this is what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. It was the largest and strongest structure in the area, and so as we have in other areas hit by hurricanes and storms, you bring them in centers like that where they'll be safe, and it's not going to be blown away. And it wasn't. It's just, of course, the damage to the roof. But nevertheless, it was.
I was actually talking about the whole area. I mean, when you've got a city like New Orleans, where you've got that much of a high percentage of the population in poverty, and I apologize. When I said bowl, I wasn't thinking of the Superdome. I was thinking of the New Orleans that is a bowl. It's below sea level. It's just that it seems to me, Don, there's a lot of finger pointing that can go around. There's plenty of blame that can go around. None of that's going to be productive. It's going to be counterproductive. And I'm really concerned that some of the politicians are going to start turning this into a political opportunity. Are you seeing that?
Yes, they will. Politicians will do that, and there is politics in this, and saying the president should have come out on Tuesday instead of Wednesday, and I believe the Manchester Union leader has taken some wax at him in an editorial, said he should have gotten on a plane and flown into the disaster area. I don't think that would have been helpful.
Well, he actually flew over it midweek, and the mayor, and he got some flack.
He's going there today.
He got some flack from the mayor of New Orleans for flying over.
So there's no pleasing those people. I would prefer to focus on what is going on right now, and the teams are being sent in, and this is a problem. It is going to be dealt with. But was it handled perfectly? No. But this is going to be an area that is going to be job central in the coming weeks and months, because in the rebuilding, and this is the irony out of great tragedies like this, a lot of money is going to be spent rebuilding, mm-hmm. and a whole infrastructure of workers are going to be needed, construction workers, cleanup crews, telecommunication workers, electricians. And the rebuilding, $10 billion is going to be passed today in the Congress and signed by the president. But there's going to be tens of billions of dollars spent in contracts on rebuilding. And so New Orleans is an area where there is a lot of poverty, and here's a chance out of the ashes for something mm-hmm. to rise up again.
Right.
But a lot of questions have to be answered about how do you rebuild. Can there be an infrastructure put in that can prevent this from happening?
Yeah. Stand by, Don. We're going to have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Don Lambro. It's 20 after. Stay with us. I need you and your love to come on. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Don Lambro. He's chief political reporter for the Washington Times. He's also a syndicated columnist. Many of you see his column all around the country in something under 1,000 newspapers around the country, aren't you, Don?
I wish.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's something under 1,000. But I hope you'll look for his byline, folks, because it's always a good one. But if you can't get it in your local paper, and I know you want it, you can go to WashingtonTimes.com and put his name into the – look for the writers or the editors. They can find you there on that website, can't they, Don?
That's right.
For just a moment, another moment or two before we get into what Congress is going to do when they come back next week, let's talk for a moment about the response, the response triggers. The federal government is loath to just go in and take over an area, isn't it? I mean, it needs the response needs to come from the local police, the local authorities, and the local city governments, then the state governments. I mean, it needs to come uphill, doesn't it?
Well, ordinarily it does, but this is these are particularly in New Orleans, but in some of the others you have a very weak local governmental infrastructure. The mayor down there in New Orleans is being criticized as a weak mayor. This is a city.
He's no Giuliani, is he?
Yeah, and so this is where I think the federal government has to play a much, much bigger and much more aggressive role. And the mayor and the others are calling for that, for FEMA to move more quickly and getting supplies and help. And all that is going to be is going on today with more than a dozen federal departments and agencies focused on helping and dealing with the situation down there. New York is different. You have a much stronger local and city municipal government and state government, and with much more resources, I might add. This is an area where you. Whose resources, because they are poorer states, 7% unemployment in Mississippi. These are right. You have high unemployment rates down there.
Don, so, could let me ask you a question? Could the federal government have moved quicker? Is there any room for criticism of the federal government on this case?
I think there is an image wise. I think I think maybe the president on Tuesday. Should have been more out front on it, and but I think that they're moving as quickly as they can. They pre-positioned a lot of material that is down there. Michael Chertoff, the head of the Homeland Security, was talking about that yesterday. I think they were just because of this is an unusual storm where you have such intense flooding, and the infrastructure of traveling and communications have been so wiped out that it was going to take more time to get to the people who need it,
right.
No matter who was doing it. And I think that'll emerge as we. But there's a lot of finger pointing going on, and unfortunately, that's not going to solve the problem.
That's counterproductive. Don, let's move on and talk for a moment about what Congress is going to do when they come back next week. What's on the agenda?
Well, first of all, of course, Congress right now is passing this $10.5 billion aid package, and that's just going to be the forerunner for a much larger bill to deal with the coastal states and the Hurricane Katrina damage. And then they're going to be having to take up a reconciliation bill on the budget, and there's a lot of things there. Pointedly, it's drilling in ANWR, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, so we can become more energy dependent.
Do you think that'll happen?
I think it will be in that reconciliation bill. I think against this backdrop, I think it could happen, but you can't filibuster it. So I think that the things look good there. Two other big areas, of course, are the estate taxes. Congress is going to be taking another whack at how can you eliminate the estate tax where you tax people's estates.
They're going to be increasing the exemption, aren't they?
Yeah, and I think that's going to move in the Senate. And then the House and Senate are going to have to get together and come up with a negotiated bill. But that's a very high on the list. And, of course, Social Security will be coming up sometime in the fall. And right now we seem to be down to a bill called the Growth Accounts, and that is just to let workers put part of their payroll taxes aside that would go into U.S. Treasury bonds, the safest investment you can make on the planet. And it's half of the equation that Bush wanted, but it's a step in the right direction.
We might not like the number. We might not like the numbers, but we got to like the trend, right?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I say we might not like the numbers, but we got to like the trend on Social
Security. We do, for sure. And I think beyond that, I don't think you're going to see a lot being done in the Congress in this final in the fall. But those are huge issues that are going to be dealt with. In the coming weeks.
What are the do you think that the Katrina issue and the impact that it's having on petroleum in the Gulf, do you think that this is going to open up the debate and make the ANWR drilling more likely?
Well, when it takes place in that kind of situation where we already are seeing stories now that gas supplies are tight in parts of the country, and the president was asking drivers to conserve driving and gasoline. And so what happened down in the Gulf is no doubt it's going to be, in the short term, there is going to be some tight and
right.
running out in some places. So that's going to be tough for
They're also
for
going, to to going to have to put a new Supreme Court justice in there, too, some along the way. Hey, Don, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Quick break, right back with Harry Chambers. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.